Francis, please turn to the Bible, New Testament, Gospel of John, Chapter 6.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请打开你们的福音，约翰福音第六章。
Once again, we thank the Lord giving us this opportunity to come before Him to worship Him in His Word.
再次感谢我们的神给我们这样的机会，在一起来分享他的话语。
John chapter 6, we're going to read from verse 35 through 48.
是约翰福音第六章，我们从第三十五节一直读到四十八节。
And also, if we have a hymnal book, and you know, make it ready, we're going to use it later.
如果你有诗歌本的话，也希望你能够翻开，我们将会分享一些其中的内容。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
约翰福音第六章三十五节。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
三十五节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe.
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Verse 39. This is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day.
39节，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
For this is the will of my Father, that everyone...who beholds the Son and believes in Him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise Him up on the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Therefore the Jews were grumbling about Him, because He said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他。
And they were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down out of heaven?
说这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们且不认识吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？
Jesus answered and said to them, do not grumble among yourselves.
耶稣回答说，你们不要大家立论。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
It is written in the prophet, and that they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训有学习的，就到我这里来。
Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father.
这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的，他看见过父。
Verse 47. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life.
47节，我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
Let's read one more verse, that's 68.
我们再读第六十八节。
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头，再有一点祷告。
Father, truly we want to thank you.
父啊，我们实实在在的要谢谢你。
Because you indeed sent down your Son to be our Savior, to be our life.
因为你实在把你的爱子拆到我们中间来，使我们有生命。
And today you give this wonderful day for us to know Him more.
并且你给我们今天，让我们能够更多的认识他。
Father, we pray that you will give us your word.
父啊，我们实在是求你把你的话语赐给我们。
Speak in our heart.
在我们心里对我们说话。
Grant us a listening heart.
给我们一个可听的心。
Everyone here will receive the tremendous blessing from your word.
在这的每一个人都能从你那儿蒙更极大的祝福。
And open our eyes.
开启我们的眼睛。
So we can truly see the Lord.
所以我们可以真正的看到我们的主。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to continue share in the chapter 6.
我要继续分享第六章。
And Lord Jesus, in the chapter 6, he performed a miracle.
在第六章，主耶稣行了一个神迹。
With the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed 5,000 men.
用五饼二鱼，他喂养了五千个男的。
And the next day, they tried to find the Lord Jesus.
那以后呢，那些人就想要找这个主耶稣。
And Jesus told them that they should not work for the food that perishes.
主就告诉他们说，你们不要为可朽坏的食物而劳力。
Yesterday, I performed a miracle.
尽管昨天我行了一个神迹。
But the food that I made is perishable.
但是昨天我所行出的那个神迹乃是那些食物是要朽坏的。
And you ate that food and you'll perish.
你吃了那个食物你还是会死的。
Now I present myself as a true bread of life.
而今天我要把我自己做一个生命的粮要赐给你们。
And this is the food that endures to eternal life.
这是一个可以直到永生的一个食物。
So Lord Jesus,said in chapter 6:35.
所以主耶稣在第六章第三十五节这样说道。
Because Jews asked for another miracle.
因为犹太人在那个时候他们还希望得到另外一个神迹。
Because Jesus told them, what is the, how, they asked Jesus, how do we work for the works of God?
因为他们实在是在犹太人实在是问主耶稣说我们怎样做才能算是做神的功呢
Jesus asked them, do you remember that believe the one who he has sent is the word of God?
记不记得主耶稣是怎么回答他们的就是说你们信神所差来的就是做神的功
Because Jesus asked them to believe him, so Jews asked another miracle from Lord Jesus.
当犹太人想要寻找另外从主耶稣那儿得到另外一个神迹的时候主对他们说的他就是这个神迹。
And,They said, you know, what kind of miracle you're going to perform so that we can see it and we can believe?
犹太人对他说，对主说，你要做一个什么样的神迹奇事才使我们可以相信你呢？
And that's why Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
那主耶稣就说，我就是生命的粮。
I am the miracle.
我就是那个奇迹。
So Lord Jesus here says, I am the bread of life.
所以主在这儿说到我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will not hunger.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And he who believes in me will never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe.
只是我对你们说过你们已经看见我还是不信。
I am the miracle God given to you.
我就是那个神迹神已经把它赐给了你。
And you are now seeing The miracle of God.
你们一再的看见了。
But yet you do not believe.
你们还是不信。
So, Lord challenges them.
所以神主在这儿对他们做了一个挑战。
Jews kept asking for miracles from the Lord.
因为犹太人实在说他一直想要得到一个什么神迹。
But Lord Jesus kept telling them, I am that miracle.
主反复的告诉他们说我就是这个神迹。
There's two applications.
这有两个方面。
It's like a Christian.
就像我们基督徒那样。
You know, when we share gospel with our friends, Often they ask us to, you know, ask your God to perform miracle, and I believe you.
那个福音朋友常常说，当神要是跟我做一件什么神迹奇事，那我就会相信神的。
And then we should apply like this.
希望我们在这个时候，我们能想到刚才讲的这件事。
I am the miracle from God to you.
告诉福音朋友说，我本身就是神来的一个神迹。
You want to see God, you see me.
当你想要看神的时候，你看看我，你就知道了。
Dear brothers and sisters, remember that all Christians have Christ living in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道，每一个基督徒在我们的里面有神，有基督自己。
Have you ever thought how great the miracle is?
想过没有，这个神迹有何等，是何等的大。
God lives in us.
神在我们的里面活。
I cannot think of any other miracle greater than this.
想想看，还有什么样的神迹奇事比这个更大的？
The Lord Jesus came down from heaven and willing to make a dwelling in us.
主耶稣他自己从天上降下来，然后要活我们，在我们的里面活。
So everyone sees this. We should present ourselves as miracle to others.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们应该把我们每一个人摆上来，让别人看见我们是一个神迹。
So next time when your friend asks you, "Hey, why don't God show Himself to me?" Then I'll believe you.
当下一次你的朋友对你说求神给他一个神迹的时候，你就告诉他看看我就够了。And
we should tell them, "Just look at me."
要告诉他们说看看我。You
should see God.
你应该从我的里面看到神。
And this is the true faith that we have.
这乃是一个真正真实的信心。And
let's start with the family.
让我们从我们的家庭来看。All
brothers should be a miracle to your family.
每一个在家里的家中的每一个弟兄，应该对我们家来说是一个神迹。
We should be a miracle to our wife.
我们对我们的妻子，我们应该是一个神迹。
Every day when our wife look at us, wow, thank God.
当每一天我们的姊妹看到我们的时候，说哦，真是感谢神呐。
We should be miracle to others, especially to our family members.
所以我们对我们的家庭的成员来说，我们真的应该成为一个神迹才对。
Of course, they also apply to our sisters.
同样的，对姊妹也是如此。
So that every morning their brothers look at us, a brother say, "Whoa, thank Lord, this is a miracle."
同样的，每一天当我们的弟兄看到我们的姊妹的时候，我们能够说得出来说，哦，真是神啊。
And our children look at us, thank God, this miracle.
我们儿女看到我们的时候，也要感谢说，这真是一个神迹。
Where parents look at us, children, and parents will say, "Wow, God, thank you, this is a miracle."
同样的，我们父母看到我们孩子身上的那个神的时候，我们也在感谢神。
Are you willing to be a miracle to others?
你们真的愿意变成一个神迹，来向别人显出来吗？
This is a true faith. Of the Lord.
这乃是一个真实的信心。
If we truly believe in the Lord, we are the miracle.
如果我们真实的相信神的话，我们会成为一个神迹的。
And another application of this is this.
另外一方面来讲呢,
we should look around that miracles are all over the places.
我们如果环顾我们的四周，我们应该发觉到这个神迹奇事乃是充满了一切的。
God, when you need God most, God may send miracles right next to you.
当我们在最需要神的时候，我们会发现说，神在我们周围所设立的一切都是神迹。
So, when you look at your wife, you should thank God for her.
当我们看到我们的姊妹的时候，我们真是要感谢神。
Because she's a miracle God sent to you.
因为她就是神赐给你的那个神迹。
When you look at your husband, you thank God for it.
同样的，当我们看见我们的弟兄的时候，我们要感谢神。
Because his is a miracle God sent to you.
因为你的丈夫对你来说就是神给你的一个神迹。
We may like Jews, we do not recognize him.
但愿我们不要像犹太人那样的，在我们身边，我们竟然发现不到。
Because they do not believe.
因为他们不相信的缘故。
But look at our children, look at our co-workers, look at our bosses. They are miracles to us.
让我们看看我们周围，我们的孩子，我们的同事，我们的上司，我们都应该看到神赐给我们的那个神迹。
Look at miracle in the little things.
我们从小的事情上，我们也可以发现神给我们的神迹。
In common things.
在最普通的事情上也是如此。
You remember that God performed miracles when Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness.
大家记不记得当以色列人在旷野里边40年之久的时候，神在他们身上所行的神迹奇事。
Do you remember that Bible says?
圣经怎么样说呢？
God says that in 40 years, they didn't wear out their shoes.
神这样说，40年之久，你们的鞋竟然没有穿破。
And how long did it take to wear out your shoes?
想想我们今天，我们现代的鞋，多久时间我们就会把它穿破。
Especially young people.
尤其是年轻人的鞋。
You know, there are many young people there in the wilderness as well.
我们相信今天在世界上有多少的年轻人就在世界里边旷野里边来回的游荡。
And their feet never got swollen.
他们的脚并没有肿起来。
For 40 years, never got swollen.
旷野里边那四十年那些犹太人他们的脚竟然没有肿起来。
They never twisted their ankles by accident.
他们的脚并没有被扭到。
See the wilderness, the terrain is very rough.
想想看在当年在旷野里的时候那个地路面是何等的不平。
You see, Israel failed to see the miracle in the common place that God performed.
大家注意到没有？那些以色列人竟然在那样的环境里边，他们没有发现到神在他们身上所神的神的神迹。
God performed great miracles.
尽管神在他们周围行了多大的神迹奇事。
But they failed to see the little things that God done for us.
但是在很小的事情上，他们也都发现不了任何事，任何神迹。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to really see in our life the little things, the common things.
所以现在的弟兄姊妹们，让我们从我们生活中最小的事情，我们来开始。
And to see the miracle that God has done for us.
从中我们找到神在我们身上所施行的那些神迹奇事。
Look at your shoes.
看看我们脚上的鞋。
Look at your feet.
看看我们的脚。
That has power of God protected us.
神实在是在保守看顾我们。
So there's a song that we all know how to sing it.
在有一首诗歌我们都知道我们都会唱
Count the blessings
就是数算神的恩典
And count them one by one
让我们一件一件的数算
This is true
是实在是真实
Because everything that we experience in life is a blessing from the Lord It's a miracle from the Lord
因为我们每一件所经历的每一件事情实在说来都是神在看顾保守我们
I don't know what you did in the morning when you woke up
我不知道你今天早上醒过来的时候你在做什么在想什么
What is the first thought came into your mind?
你醒过来的时候第一个进到你的脑子里边的思想是什么
Do you praise the Lord?
你感谢神了没有
Thank God I'm alive.
谢谢神我今天竟然还活着
Thank God for this Sunday.
谢谢主为着今天
This is a miracle.
这是一个神迹
Thank God and brown sister I'm going to meet in the church.
我感谢神今天在教会里边我会遇到很多的弟兄姊妹
Each one of them is your miracle
因为每一个都是一个神迹
Thank God the friend that you're going to bring to the church
感谢神将有很多朋友也会来到我们中间
Each one is a miracle of God
每一个都是神在他们身上
We see the power of the Lord through them
借着他们我们看到神的能力
So the Lord Jesus says I'm the bread of life
所以主耶稣说我就是生命的粮
I'm the miracle of God
我就是从神来的从天上降下来的神迹
You have seen me, yet you do not believe.
可是你看见了我，你还是不相信。
So let's learn that the lesson of faith.
所以让我们来学习一个信心的功课。
And make ourselves a miracle.
使我们自己成为神的一个神迹。
For students, you are at school, you are a miracle to your friends.
对于那些还在学校里边上学的，你要成为一个神迹，对于你周围的同学而言。
And count your blessings. All our parents, our schoolmates, whatever happened to us, that is all the miracle from the Lord.
我们要不断的来数算我们的恩典，让我们看到我们周围、我们的环境、学校里的一切的事情。
And what follows is this.
下面我们要讲什么呢
？And John told us about faith. What is true faith is?
约翰在这儿讲到说，什么样是真实的信心
？He recorded what Jesus says about the true faith.
他在讲到说主耶稣在提到信心他是怎么样来说的
He used four verbs
他用了四个动词
In English in Chinese we're not be able to see it
在中文我们实在不是很明显的看到这一点
But in original language in Greek he used four present participles
在原文里边 它是用的四个那个现，就是进行式的那个动词。
And he, the four verbs are coming.
那这四个动词，第一个是来。
Second one is believing.
第二个是相信。
And third one is eating.
第三个词是吃。
And fourth one is drinking.
第四个是喝。
These are the four aspects of true faith.
这四个动词乃是代表着信心的四个方面。
So it's a present participle.
记住，这是一个现代进行时的一个时态。
So our true faith is not static.
要知道，我们所说的信心不是一个好像是静止的东西。
It's always active.
因为它实在说来是一个在不断的运动的。不断的动 行动的
It's an ever growing
而且是在不断的好像看到是在一个生命的在长大
It's not a noun
不是一个名词
It's not a concept
也不是一个观念一个概念
It's not the idea
也不是一个好像一个思想而已
It's not the philosophy
也不是一个什么哲学
It is not a religion
也不是一个宗教
It is life
它实在说来是一个生命
It's dynamic life
是一个不断的运动的生命
That's why John used these verbs and present participles to convey that truth
这就是为什么约翰在这儿实在是用这个现代进行时来想把这个真理给表达出来
It's not the ite You know the English word right put the ite at the end right or ism
这不实在说来，它不是一种什么一种主义，或者一种那种一种主义。
For example, people say Christianity.
就像有的人说的基督教那个宗教。
I really don't like that word, Christianity. You know, ity. It's not my faith.
我实在不喜欢基督教这个词，那个教实在是。不是那个信仰
It's like a communism ism I don't like that word
就像对比起来就像我们常说的那个共产主义那个意思
We are Christians
我们是基督徒
means people of Christ
我们是跟随基督的
We are living being
我们是活着的
God's truth faith living in us
神，我们对神的那个信心应该是在我们里面是个活的东西
It's living
是活的
Dynamic
是运动的
Ever present now
是现在就在运动
It's not in the past It's not in a few hours ago
它不是指过去几个小时以前的东西
It is now
现在
Now
讲的就是
Do you believe in the Lord
讲的就是现在你信不信神
When you listento the message. Do you believe in the Lord now?
当我们在听我们讲的这个信息的时候，你信不信？现在就信不信？
Because it is power of the Lord. It's active in our life.
因为这实在说来是一种能力，是一种活着的能力。
That's why it changes us, changed us into the glory of the Lord.
因为它是活的，所以它可以把我们从荣耀带到荣耀里面，荣上加荣。
Change sinner to saint.
从一个使我们成一个，因为它是一种能力，可以使一个罪人变成一个圣人。
So, before we come to these four verbs, that's the truth we need to grasp.
所以，当我们在详细的来看这四个动词之前，让我们实在是在我们心中应该有这样一个很深的印象才对。
John really wants to get to us this truth.
因为约翰实在想把我们带到一个真实的真理里面。
So let's first look at the first verb that he used.
然后让我们来看看第一个动词。
It's coming.
就是来。
In a verse. Verse 35.
在第三十五节就有到我这里来。
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger.He who believes in me will never thirst.
第35节这样讲到，我就是生命的粮， 到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
You can translate like this. I'm the bread of life. He who coming to me will not hunger.
我们可以这样来翻译，我是生命的粮，那些到我这里来的人就不会再渴了。
So coming is the first action that we'll take when we believe in the Lord.
所以当我们相信神的时候，我们第一个要做出来的行为就是要先来到神的面前。
Do you remember that Lord Jesus told the Jews, so you search the Bible and hoping that you find eternal life in the Bible.
你记不记得主耶稣对犹太人说的一句话，你们想查这个经，想要在中间找到生命。
Yet you don't come to me.
而你们却不来到我的面前。
See, the coming to the Lord is the first action that we take when we believe in the Lord.
所以我们要相信说，我们信神的第一个要做的事情就是要先来到神的面前。
And we're not just come once.
我们不是来到神的面前一次就了结了。
We're coming to him all the time, now.
我们应该是每时每刻现在就来到他的面前。
If you like feel like, you know, you're well sleepy now, say,
如果我们在座中间有的人现在要在感到要好像要睡觉的样子，
you need to come to the Lord now.
你现在就必须要来到神的面前。
You feel like you don't quite understand what I say.
也许你现在感觉到说，哎呀，我听他听不懂。
You need to come to the Lord now.
你现在就必须赶快来到神的面前。
You feel like this message is very boring.
你可能感觉到说，哦，今天这个讲的信息太枯燥。
You need to come to the Lord now.
知不知道你现在需要来到神的面前才行？
You feel that message is, wow, the Lord is speaking to me.
你就会感觉到实在说来是神借着这个话语在对你讲话了。
You need to come to the Lord now.
所以你必须要来到神的面前。
So it's coming, keep coming to the Lord.
来，这个是一个进行的动作。
So we keep coming to the Lord. That's what true faith does for us in our life.
当我们来到神的面前，这个来的时候就是一个信心的表现，就是我们生命中对信心的表现。
Coming also tells us that we don't have in ourselves.
这个来哈，大家要注意，首先表现的是说我们本身我们自己没有，所以才会来。
If you have in yourself, you have eternal life in yourself, then you don't have to come to the Lord.
如果你自己里面本来就有一个永远的生命的话，你根本就不需要来到神的来到主的面前。
You can stay home, you know.
你知不知道？那如果你真的有的话，你就完全可以待在家里。
You don't have to come to the Lord receive Him.
因为你没必要再来到神的面前来接受他作为你的永远的生命。
So come to the Lord means that something that we don't have in ourselves.
所以当我们在讲到说我们要来到神主的面前的时候，实在说来是指我们自己本来是没有的东西。
Do you remember that Lord Jesus, called He first invited us?
记不记得当主耶稣第一次邀请我们来到他面前的时候，他怎么说的？
He said, "Come, all ye who labor and heavy laden."
那些劳苦担重担的人来到到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我会给你安息。
So Lord Jesus said, "Come."
所以主说的话是说，来吧。
You know, so when you first met Jesus, when you first trusted the Lord, first word you hear from the Lord is, "Come."
知不知道当你第一次发现到你认识神，你第一次遇见神的时候，你听到的从主那儿来的第一句话就是来吧。
And you said in your heart, Yes Lord, I come to you.
那你从你心里边所产生的那个回应就是说，主啊，是的，我愿意来。
A brother just let us sing a song.
弟兄刚才带领我们唱的一首诗歌。
571, if you have hymn notebook, please turn to 571.
是571首。如果你现在有诗歌本的话，请你我们大家一起翻开571首。
This is one of my favorite songs, hymns, in the hymnal book.
这是在这个诗歌本中我最喜欢的一首诗歌。
One of my favorite songs.
我最喜欢的一首诗歌之一。
And because here, it talk about in the refrain, it talk about 571.
第571首，这首诗歌在副歌里边这样唱，这样写道。
It ends with "I come to thee."
你看没有？最后一句话是"我来救你"。
It starts with I need thee every hour.
在这首诗歌一开始的时候是讲到说，我时刻需要你。
I need you this hour.
我现在这个时候就需要你。
And it ends with, I come to thee.
然后到最后结束的时候，他说，我来救你。
I need thee every hour.
我需要你，我时刻需要你。
Most gracious Lord,
亲爱的主
，No tender voice like thine can peace afford.
你的声音有力为。
So translator is not easy job. I need the end.I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. What a wonderful song.
实在是多么美妙的。
Every time you can sing this song.
每天我们都可以。
Every hour.
每一天我们都需要来唱这首歌。
When you're at work.
我们在工作的时候
you can sing this song in your heart.
我们在心里可以来唱这首歌。
When you are at school,
我们在学校读书的时候
you can sing this song in your heart.
我们也可以在心里默默地唱这首歌。
I come to thee.
我来救你。
I need thee every hour. Most precious Lord.
亲爱的主。
What a wonderful song.
多么美妙的一首诗歌。
And the second stanza it says,
在第二句这样说道
I need thee every hour.
I need,我时刻需要你。
I mean, what do I like a hymn versus the contemporary Christian music?
你知道我为什么喜欢这个古老的诗歌对比现在今天流行的那些
Contemporary music is more about our feeling toward God.
现在流行的一些基督徒基督教的一些诗歌实在是讲到我们好像外表的一种感觉而已。
It's about how we feel about God.
是好像是在表示说我们哦对神的感觉是怎么样。
But these hymns are different.
这首诗歌实在是完全不一样。
All the hymns in this book has different emphasis.
在这个诗歌本里边哈，每一首诗歌实在都是在强调一个很不一样的。
They emphasize on the Lord Himself.
这首诗歌的每一首诗歌都好像是在强调主他自己。
It emphasizes.How Lord Jesus done for us.
在强调说主为我们所做出来是何等的大。
So it's like different focus.
你看到没有？这完全是不一样的那个重点。
And each hymn actually is can be a subject for a message.
这每一个诗歌都可以作为一个信息来讲。
I can just share five verses today.
OK, 随便挑出五节来，我就可以分享。
Because.This hymn is message in itself.
因为每一首诗歌是代表的一个信息。
It's about the truth.
实在是讲到真理的一面。
So in second verse it says, I need thee every hour.
在第二节他讲到说我每时刻都需要你。
Stay thou nearby.
当与我亲近。
Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh.
当你来临的时候试探就失去了能力。
How true it is.We need to have a power to fight temptations every day, every moment.
实在算是非常真实的，我们需要从神来的能力去对去抵挡试探。
Especially our young people.
特别是我们的年轻人们。
How do you fight temptations? You don't fight by yourself.
你们怎么样来去抵抗那个试探？因为你们自己是没有能力的。
By coming to the Lord.
除非我们来到神的面前。
Lord, I come to you.
当我们来到神的面前的时候。
Now I come to you now.
我们现在就来到神的面前。
Then temptations lose their power.
那个试探就失去了
他的能力。When you are near, you are right next to me.
当神就在我们的旁边的时候，试探就失去了能力。
Do you see that the Lord Jesus sit right next to you?
你们看感受得到吗？主就坐在你的旁边。
And second, a third verse says, I need thee every hour, in joy or pain.
第三节讲到说，无论是甘和苦，我都需要你。
Whether in joy or pain.
无论是甘甜或者是苦难。
He says, come quickly and abide with me.
赶快的来到跟我 来到你的面前和我一起。
Or else life is in vain.
否则的话生命就是虚度了。
In your joy without Christ, that's vain.
即使你在你的生命中你的欢乐也是无意义的。
You can gain whole world without Christ, it's a vain.
如果没有神的话就算你得到了全世界实际上也是没有意义的。
In pain, if you have the Lord with you,
如果你有神跟你的同在，即使你经历苦难
，it is our gain，
也是你的得着，你的祝福。
So he said, "I come to you, I come to you, I come to thee."
所以在这实在是讲到说，我来救你，我来救你。
And in fourth stanza, he says，
在第四节这样讲到
，he needs Lord to teach him Lord's will。
他实在是需要神来教 来引导我们来知道他的旨意。
Every hour he need to know God's will.
每时每刻我们都需要知道神的心意。
And he said, I come to you.
他就讲到说我来救你。
I come to you to find out your will to my life.
我来到你的面前知道你要给我的福气是什么。
All the promise that you have for me.
你所应许的各样的福气。
And in the fifth of stanza he says, I need thee every hour, most holy one.
第五节讲到说亲爱的主我主我神我每时每刻都需要你
He asked God to fulfill the promise of oneness with him
在这实在是讲到说求主应把他的应许成就就是我们和神能够 合而为一
Union with the Lord What a great promise it is
与神合而为一是何等大的应许啊
By coming to him
当我们愿意来的时候就被成就了
Say, I come to thee.
当我们来到神的面前来救神的时候就被成就。
Oh, I really have spirit. I really want to sing this song again and again and again until end of this, you know, the time.
就是我实在感觉到我真巴不得现在就一直唱下去唱到今天信息完。
It's a great song.
这实在是一首非常奇妙的诗歌。
So that's why Jesus said, coming to me.
所以主在我们圣经里面告诉我们说来吧来救我。
Because coming to the Lord is the first aspect of our faith.
所以当来到主的面前乃是讲到我们信心的第一个行为。
It is a living faith in us.
实在说来是一个活的信心的表现。
Also, you know that before we can come to the Lord, the Lord has to come to us first.
我们大家要知道有一件事情啊，就是我们能够来到神的面前是因为神必须先来到我们的面前。
So Lord Jesus, in the passage we just read, He mentioned four times, I came down from heaven.
所以在我们今天读的那个圣经经节里边，大家注意到没有？有四主耶稣连续四次讲到说，我从天上降下来。
Because Lord Jesus have to come down to us before we can come to Him.
所以说主必须首先的从天上降到我们降下来，我们才可能来到他的面前。
And He tells us the great promise and assurance of our salvation.
他实在是讲到我们的救恩的非常重要的一面。
All that Father has given to me will come to me.
他在这讲到说，凡父所赐给我的都会来到我的面前。
The one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
凡来到我的面前的，我总不丢弃他。
When we come to the Lord, it's actually the Father draws us in our heart.
我们能够来到神的面前实在说来是父在吸引着我们的心
This morning when you come to here
今天早上我们能来到这里、
You may not know but it is Father who draws us in our heart
也许你根本没有意识到实在说来是父他吸引着我们的心使我们可以来
So that when we come to the Lord Lord Jesus will never refuse us reject us
要让我们相信我们每一次来到神的面前我们来到主的面前我们的主都绝不会丢弃我们的、
It's like when you are a kid and you're lost in the mall
就好像是我们当我们还是很小的小孩的时候我们在那个、购物中心我们迷路了
and we're very anxious to find our parents
我们跟父母亲之间分开了那我们那个时候是何等的迫切的想找到自己的爸爸妈妈、
You may cry.
也许你那个时候会急得哭了。
I think I'll cry.
我相信我会哭的。
And but you know that if it all depends on that little kid finding their parent, it's pretty hard. The chances are very slim.
要知道，当这样一个迷失在这个购物中心那个小孩来说，他要想找到的父母亲，实际上是很困难的。
It's actually parents who want to find their child as bad as the kid is.
实际上，在这个时候，我相信父母亲想要找到自己失落的、迷失的小孩更迫切。
And parents have more resources.
而且父母亲有更好的能力去找到孩子。
And so when we are found, we are thinking that, oh, we are looking for our parents. Actually, it's the parents found us.
当我们找到我们的父母亲的时候，可能我们还以为说是我们找到爸爸妈妈的，其实实在说来是相反。
And it's God come and search for us.
实在说来是神自己亲自的降下来来寻找我们。
And God says, because Father gave us to the Lord, Lord will never reject us.
所以这儿讲到说是父赐给了我，把我们赐给了主，所以主不会丢弃我。
So it's a great assurance that all believers have.
所以这实在对我们来说是一个非常大的一个确据。
We should never doubt our salvation.
我们不要怀疑神给我们这个救恩。
Once we're saved forever.
我们一旦得到了这个救恩，我们就永远得到了。
Because it's all initiated from the Father.
要知道这一切的开始乃是从父天父开始的。
From God.
从神开始的。
So when we come to the Lord, it's actually Lord Jesus come to us and draws us to Him.
所以我们当想到说我们来救主的时候，我们来到主的面前的时候，实在说来是主也来到了我们的主来到我们的面前。
So dear brothers, let's first remember that coming to the Lord now.
所以我们要记得，我们这来救我们的主的时候，我们今天就要来。
And let's look at the second verb that John used to tell us about the living faith.
那我们来看看我们今天要讲的第二个动词。关于这个信心，这个活的信心的第二个词
，is he used believing，
就是用信这个词。
You know John mentioned the 98 times of this word believing。
我们知道约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他用这个相信这个词用了98次。
He never used noun faith once。
很特别的是他从来没有用这个信这个词用那个名词的这个形式。
So John is telling us, first, a faith, living faith, is a verb.
实在说呢，约翰在这儿想要说的一件事情就是说，讲到信的时候乃是一个活的一个行为，所以说它是个动词。
He always uses present participle.
而且他用的是一个现代进行时。
It's always active, always present.
就是意思就是说这是一个不断的进行的不断的运动的一个
So he always, we have to always ask ourselves, are we believing in the Lord now?
所以我们应该来问问我们自己，我们现在是不是就在信神。
He ever grows in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, in our experience of the Lord Jesus.
因为这个信实在说来是一个不断对主的一个知识的一个增加一个积累。
Now your understanding of the Lord Jesus should grow a little bit than an hour before.
当你现在对神有一点点的认识的时候，你这个信心就是一种在增加。
So it's in the book of John, he used 98 times of believing.
在约翰福音里边讲了98次的这个信。
So think of it, when you read John the Gospel of from cover to cover, from first chapter to the last chapter.
所以我们来想想看，当我们在读约翰福音从第一章一直读到最后一章的时候，
you will encounter that 98 times the word believing.
有98次之多你会看到这个词信。
Active. A verb.
而且这个信给你的感觉是你在不断的这个行为。
Always now, always current.
而且每一次都是只讲到这里，现在就要信，你现在就在信。
So this is a first aspect of believing, of true living faith that John wants to tell us.
这实在说是第二个方面，是讲到神要那个是第一个方面讲到说，约翰要我们看到这个信。 的这个行为。
So this is a, there's a four aspect that John can tell us about faith itself.
当约翰在讲到信的时候，第一个方面就是讲到，我们这儿讲刚才讲的就是第一个方面。
So first thing he was telling us is a verb.
首先，这第一个方面就是讲到说，我们这个信是一个行为。
And second aspect of living faith is, John tells us is receiving.
那么在讲到信呢，还有第二个方面是讲到说。
Receiving.
讲到说要接受过来。
In John 1 verse 12.
在约翰福音第一章的第十二节。
Do we remember that? But as many as received him,
凡来到他面前的。
He gave them authority to become children of God to the one believing in his name.
对，第一章第十二节讲到说，凡接待他的，就信他的名的，就是信他名的人。
So he telling us that believing actually means receiving.
所以说，在这儿实在是说了，当我们讲到要信的时候，还是讲到要接待。
When we believe in the Lord, we receive him into my heart, into us.
当我们相信神的时候，我们就把他接来住在我们的心里。
Not only that, we receive him into our family.
不光是接在我们的心里，也是把他接到我们的家里来。
The Lord Jesus will take his permanent dwelling with us.
从此以后，主就永永远远跟我们住在一起。
He's not to stay just one night and leave.
他不会在我们这儿只住一天两天的。
We are not his hotel.
我们不是住一个好像是一个旅馆似的。
We are his home.
我们从此以后就成为主的家。
So he told us that when we trust in him, we actually receive him to us.
所以在这儿约翰讲到说，当我们接受信耶稣的时候，我们就把他接纳接到我们的家里来。
Do you remember this phrase? It's an American phrase. Lord Jesus is a silent listener to every conversation we have at home.
大家知不知道在美国有一个言语是讲到说，主耶稣乃是一个沉默的听者，在我们的家里，在我们的自己身上也是如此，沉默的
听
者。Silent
listener to every conversation.
就是我们在家里，我们讲的每一句话，主耶稣都在我们的旁边，在那儿默默的听我们讲。
Because you, when you believe the Lord, you receive him, and when you go home, he's there with you.
所以我们想想看，当我们接受耶稣基督为我们救主的时候，他就进到我们的心里来，他就跟我们伴随着我们走到每一个地方，回到家里。
He's an invisible guest at every meal.
虽然你看不见，但是你的每一顿饭每一次他都是在你的旁边的。
He's a silent, an invisible guest at every meal.
而且他在那儿，在我们比如说我们在吃饭的时候，他在我们的饭桌前，他是悄悄的在听我们。
And this is why I added this unseen companion in the next scene.
而且我再加几句哈，就是他也是我们看不见的一个伴侣。
You see how that will change our life, your brothers and sisters.
想想看，如果我们的心里面有这样一个概念的时候，他会怎么样来改变我们的生命？
He's right at home with you.
在你当在家里待着的时候，你旁边是主耶稣。
If you know that he's a silent listener to every conversation, would you say the things you said this morning?
如果你意识到他是站在你旁边一直在听你讲话的，悄悄的听你讲话的那位人，你会随便说话吗？
Would you act like the way you acted at home?
你在家里那个行为举止难道还会像过去那样放肆吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to think about that receiving the Lord should change our life.
想想看，实在说来，当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的主的时候，我们真是应该生命应该有一个彻底的改变。
If the Lord is there at your home, would you throw a temper tantrum?脾气。
OK， 那个当想想看，当如果是主耶稣已经是跟你时刻在一起的时候，你能够随便的在他的面前发火吗
？You know, so if we really truly believe in the Lord, John is saying that our life will be changed.
所以约翰在这儿说到说，当我们真正的相信主、接受主到我们的里面的时候，我们生命是有改变的。
I remember that when my mom came to the state to live with us.
我还记得当我的母亲来到美国后在我们家去 住的时候
Oh, I got to eat three meals a day, every day.
我必须每天要吃三顿
I have three meals. Because my wife had to get up every day, three meals.
我的太太必须每天要起来煮三顿饭。
Because now she cannot say, oh, today I'm so tired. I don't want to make a breakfast. She would not use that as an excuse.
她不能够再好像找一个借口说，哎呀，今天太累了，就免一顿饭吧。
She needs to cook three meals, whether she likes or not.
不管我太太喜不喜欢，她每天她都必须要煮足三顿饭。
Because my mom lived with us.
因为我母亲跟我们住在一起的。
So see, the have a,her mother-in-law stay with us, change our life, right?
看到没有？当如果你的婆婆跟你住在一起的话，你的生命会有改，会变的。
So let alone the Lord Jesus now live with us, each one of us.
更何况，如果是我们意识到主耶稣就在我们家里，跟我们每天在一起居住的时候。
So believing.John tells us it's receiving the Lord in your heart, in your family.
所以约翰在这实在是告诉我们说，我们接受耶稣基督乃是让耶稣基督接受到我们家里来，成为我们家里的一个成员，跟我们住在一起。
And everywhere that we go, Lord Jesus is there because he stays with you.
而且不管你到任何地方去，主耶稣都和你在一起的。
This is a very wonderful thing about believing the Lord.
这实在说来想想看是件非常奇妙的事情。
There's one brother asked another brother, said, Hey brother, where you were yesterday, last night, we have a Bible study, you're not there, so where'd you go?
就像好像有个例子说，有一个弟兄问另外一个弟兄说，你昨天晚上到哪里去了？竟然没有来参加我们的那个查经呢？你到哪里去了
？His brothers replied, "None of your business."
那么那位弟兄回答说，这关你什么事呢
？We, you know, where I went, it's none of your business.
你管我到哪里去，又不是你自己的，又不是你自己。
And this first brother said, "Of course, it is my business."
那第一个。问话的弟兄就说，当然了，这跟我非常有关系了。
Because wherever you went, you took my Jesus with you.
因为不管你到哪里去的时候，你把我的主都带去了。
Because if you believe in the Lord, he's right with you. Of course, it's my business.
因为你相信主以后，主就跟你时刻在一起，所以说，因为我也有主，所以这跟我有关系了。
Where did you take my Jesus last night?
你把我的主带到哪里去了
？Party?
是不是在那个在？在宴乐。
So it is our business because the Lord Jesus, we receive the Lord. Lord is with us wherever we go. He stays with us.
所以让我们记住，当我们接受耶稣基督以后呢，不管我们到哪里去，耶稣都是在我们旁边的，在我们里面的。
Is in our home.
在家里的时候。
He's with us at our work.
在工作的时候
He's with us in your dorms.
在你们学校的宿舍
Whatever you do, Lord Jesus is there.
知不知道你不管你干什么事情主都在那看着的
So John tells us what living faith is. He tells us this second thing. It's about receiving.
这是约翰讲到信的第二个方面就是接受接待耶稣
And when he talks about believing, he also tells about a third aspect of it.
那么他讲信仰的时候的第三个方面是什么呢
？Is committing，
就是交托。
Lord Jesus in John 2:23，
在主耶稣在第约翰福音第二章第二十六节的时候
，Do you remember that in 23 John tell us during the Passover because many people saw Jesus perform signs miracles。So many have believed in his name.
第二十三节哈，当主耶稣行了很多的神迹奇事以后，很多人看到这些神迹奇事都相信了他的名。二十三节。
But very interestingly, the Bible immediately tells us that, but Jesus, there's one translation, right? it goes like this. But Jesus kept refusing to commit himself to them.
很奇怪哈，在圣经在第二十四节的时候，他就讲，就记载了这样一句话，说耶稣吧，耶稣却不将自己交托他们。这个交托哈，在有的翻译里边说拒绝把自己交给他们。
You see, what John really tells us about true faith.
在这儿，实在约翰是在告诉我们什么是真实信心的一个方面。
True faith is about committing ourselves to others.
因为真实的信心乃是要让我们能够把自己交托的出去。
We commit our life to the Lord Jesus.
我们要把我们的生命交托给主耶稣。
What do you mean by commit? Commit means that give yourself wholly to the other person.
交托的意思乃是讲到说，我们要把我们自己做一个完全的人，完完全全的交托给另外一个人。
It's like say to a brother, you, hey, this Bible. Now I commit to you. Now you can do whatever you want with the Bible that I give to him, and he take it.
就好像说、啊、我把这本圣经说好，我把这本圣经送给刘弟兄，那么刘弟兄就可以把它完全的拿过去。
So committing is that give yourself to the Lord.
在这儿实在是讲到交托的意思，就是我们要完完全全的把自己给神。
And Lord can do whatever he wants with us.
然后呢，主有了我们以后，他就可以做他任何他想要做的事情。
See, that's what the third phase of It's living faith is about.
这就是约翰讲到信心的信的第三个方面。
So if I commit my life to the Lord Jesus and he can do everything he wants with my life.
就是当我们把我们自己交托给主以后，主就有了权柄可以做他想要做的任何事。
Then, now I think first thing that comes to my mind is that I should not have any complaint.
所以讲到这儿的时候，我想到的第一件事情就是，当我们交托以后，我们不应该再抱怨了。
Complaints about this, about that.
不要对各样的事情抱怨来抱怨去。
Complain about our wives, our children, our family.
不要再对自己的家庭、对自己的孩子、对自己的配偶来抱怨。
Complain about brothers and sisters in the church.
更不要抱怨教会的弟兄姊妹。
Complain about your boss, your co-workers at work.
同样的，对你的工作上的那个同事、老板也不应该有抱怨。
Because we already give ourselves to the Lord, and Lord can do whatever He wants with us.
因为你要知道，你已经完完全全的把自己交托给了主，主可以在我们身上有完全的权柄。
So if we truly know what believing means,
如果我们真实的知道信是什么的话，我们就应该这样做。
Then we don't complain.
然后我们就不能够再抱怨了。
And we should not complain.
我们也不应该再抱怨了。
Because we say, Lord, this is how you deal with me.
因为我们要知道，这是神应对付我们自己的一个方法，一个办法。
I will give my life to you. Do whatever you want.
当我们把我们自己交托给主的时候，主就可以做他任何该样可以做的事情。
If you truly, really, really, really want to complain.
如果你实实在在的，你真是就禁止不了自己，就是需要抱怨一句的话。
You can complain to the Lord and to the Lord only.
你只能够向着主抱怨。
Because He made you, He made that thing happen to you.
因为你身周围所发生的一切事情，你都要相信是主让它发生在你身上的。
He made you marry that person.
因为他让你。给你的配偶结婚的、
he gave you these children
他给你这样的孩子的
he gave these co-workers and brown sisters at church
那些同事那些弟兄姊妹都是他赐给你的
so if you complain you can only complain to the Lord
如果你要有不满足的不满意的话你只能向主来说才对
so Lord I'm complaining
你可以对主说主啊我现在要向你抱怨了
Why you do this to me?
你为什么对我这样做呢
Why my wife did this to me?
为什么我太太是那个样子
Why my wife never appreciate me?
为什么我太太从来不喜欢我做的饭
So we can complain to the Lord and complain to the Lord only.
要记住我们只能跟我们的太太抱怨而且只能够抱怨
we have
只能够对主抱怨
That's Psalms.Are all about Psalms. Psalms. Bible 的 Psalm.
这就是所有
诗篇。
诗篇里边所讲的。
You see, if you look at the Psalms, Psalms are the complaints of God's people to God.
看到没有？在诗篇里边讲到的，就是讲到说我们的神的儿女们向神的一些抱怨。
If you complain to the Lord, you will not complain to other people.
如果你记住，你可以跟神抱怨，但是绝对不要跟人抱怨。
If you complain to us, to you, about any things to other people, that means you didn't complain to the Lord yet.
如果你向人抱怨的话，就说明你并没有向神抱怨，
if
并没有先向神抱怨。
If you truly believe Lord is listening to you, and Lord makes all things happen to you, then when you complain to the Lord, that's it.
如果你都你如果你实在是知道说你周围所发生的一切事情都是神所安排的，那你要抱怨呢，你就向神抱怨，那样就足够了。
Why I give my best to serve you, to cook the best meal, but people don't appreciate.
为什么我为了尽自己的能力来服侍你，做最好的饭菜，想要来让弟兄姊妹吃，他们还不满意。
And they're picky, and it's too salty, and too watery, and too many things.
一会儿又太咸了，一会儿水又太多了，这些事情太多了。
And you, if you really want to complain, you should say, thank Lord, Lord, you're speaking to me through these brothers and sisters. And if you truly want to complain, you complain to the Lord.
如果这个时候你确实希望有一点点怨言的话，那么就对着神说好了。
So next time when you look at Psalms,
如果下一次你在读诗篇的时候
，There are many psalms, is all about people of God complaining to the Lord.
有很多的诗篇都讲到说神的百姓他们怎么样向神抱怨
，About their situation God put them in.
就是抱怨他们在神把他们放的环境里边。
And after they complain, and there's a praise, a thanksgiving to the Lord.
但是当他们抱怨以后，你看到。他们心里所发出来的竟然是一种赞美。
So if you complain about something to some other people, that means you didn't really trust the Lord.
要知道，如果你的抱怨是向着人的话，是对人说出来的话，你实在是没有在相信神。
It's not the believing that John wants to tell us.
也不是约翰在这儿想要告诉我们的那种信心的一种表现，一种行为。
You know, John.Has great burden to tell us what true faith is.
因为约翰实在说他有一个很大的那个负担，想要把那种真正的信心告诉我们。
He was the last apostle lived to see the church rises and falls.
他是最后一个活着的使徒，看到教会从兴起一直到后来的衰败。
He knows about what faith the people think it is.
他实在是看到人们所说的那个信心是一种什么样的信心。
So he take time to use 98 times the word believing.
所以他为了纠正这个，他花了98次来提到这个信。
And the committing also have other side.
同样的，交托还有另外一个方面。
Is Lord, when we trust in the Lord, truly trust in the Lord, and give ourselves to the Lord, Lord will give himself to us.
就是当我们完完全全的把自己交托给神的时候，神自己也把他交托给我们。
In other words, we can do everything we want with the Lord.
也就是说，我们也可以对主做任何我们想要做的事。
That's why Jesus hesitant, because he looked at these people who believed him just by signs, by looking at signs.
这就是为什么刚才所念的。主耶稣为什么会犹豫着，会拒绝把自己交托给那些只看外表神迹的那个外表的人
？Because they didn't really trust themselves, commit themselves to the Lord.
因为那些人并没有把自己完全交托给主。
So if we truly believe in the Lord, commit ourselves to the Lord.
如果我们真真实实的是把自己完完全全的交托给主的话
，Lord Jesus will commit himself to us.
反过来，主也会把他自己完完全全的交托给我们。
What a great risk!
这是多
God is taking.
实在说看到没有，这是主实在是神实在是在冒一个极大的险，把自己交给我们。
Do you realize that
Lord commit himself to us is a great risk. It's like put everything that he had at stake.
看到没有？神把他自己交托给我们，对神来说是极大的一件冒险的事情。
And there also is one thing that's why our prayers are answered.
这是为什么我们的祷告没有被
are answered.
是，这是为什么我们的祷告被答应的。
Because he gave himself to us.
因为他把他自己都完完全全交给我们，所以我们的祷告会蒙垂听。
So this committing is two sides.
所以这个交托是双方的。
We commit ourselves to the Lord. Lord can do everything He wants with us to change us. Actually,
就是当我们把我们自己交托完全交托给主的时候，主可以在我们身上做任何的事情，使我们被改变。
And Lord, other side, Lord commits Himself to us.
另外一方面是神把他自己也交托给了我们。
You remember that Isaiah had this astonishing statement from the Lord.
所以以赛亚有一句非常惊人的话，就关于讲到主的时候。
He says, "Concerning my sons, you can command me to perform."
也就是说，你关于我儿子的事情，你可以吩咐我。
We can command God to do things.
我们竟然可以吩咐神做一些事情。
Concerning his sons,
关于他儿子的事情。
Because he commit himself to us.
因为神已经把他交托给我们了。
Do you have faith in that?
我们有，你们有这样的信心吗？
If you truly believe in the Lord, you can remove mountains.
因为如果我们真实的相信神的话，我们真可以移山倒海。
But you see that no mountains are moved by say Peter.
你看到没有？没有任何山被彼得所挪移过。
Why?
为什么？
They can, Jesus said, if you have a mustard seed of your faith, you can move mountains.
因为主耶稣说过一句话说，你们哪怕是有芥菜种那样大的一个信心，你们都可以把山移动。
But I look at the geography, right? I've never seen a mountain actually moved, as by apostles, by prayer.
我看看地图的时候，我竟然发现说，没有一个山被使徒们的祷告，因着使徒们的祷告被移动。
I truly believe if they prayed such prayer, God may do it, may have done that.
我甚至相信说，如果他们曾经有过这样的祷告的话，神完全可以做这样的事的。
But this other aspect of committing.
但是讲到这个交托的时候，我要想提到的另外一个方面的是。
If they commit themselves to the Lord.
就是当他们自己把自己交托给主的时候。
They gave themselves so Lord can do whatever they want.
而神就可以在他们身上做成他想要做的工作。
So it's a two end, two sides, perfect together.
就是这两方面的哈是非常完全的的合在一起的。
So whatever we really want to pray for God to fulfill is according to God's will.
也就是说，当我们要祷告的时候，使神的旨意就可以完完全全的成就下来。
So we pray according to God's will.
当我们按照神的心意来祷告的时候，
God will fulfill it.
神就会成就一切的
事。 So the faith, third aspect is that it's committing.
所以我们讲到的信的第三方面就是讲的是交托。
And fourth part of it is he always used believing into.
第四个方面就是讲到信的时候呢，是讲到要信若信若。
And this intoIt's not translated in English nor in Chinese.
这个信就是信进入里边哈，信入这个词并没有被中文也没有被英文翻出来。
But John always say believing into the Lord.
约翰讲的乃是说要信入基督里面。
Now what does it mean by into?
什么是叫信进到耶稣基督里面呢？
And he was saying that the focus, the goal, the object of our faith.It's important.
因为讲到信若的时候，是来到进到里边的那个是关键，是目的的所在。
It's not faith by itself.
不是信本身。
You can believe it in anything.
你可以相信任何的别的事情。
But that's worthless.
但是毫无意义的。
So when he said believing into the Lord, he means that Lord Jesus is our object of faith.
所以在讲到说我们要信若主耶稣的时候，那个。进入就进到那个主耶稣，这个是信的 关键性的目标。
You need to believe into the Lord.
你必须要信若耶稣基督。
If you believe in the Lord, just because you see the miracles.
如果你只是相信他所行的那些神迹奇事的话。
If God performs some miracle to you and you will get benefit of that miracle.
如果神向你神了很多一些神迹奇事，你得到了一些好处，你就相信这个。
But if you are not brought to the Lord Himself through that miracle, then this miracle is nothing.
如果你没有借着这个神迹奇事信到主耶稣基督的里面去的话，这个神迹奇事对你来说实在没有什么意义。
So John used the word signs for the miracles.
所以说，约翰在讲到神迹奇事的时候，他用的一个词乃是指一个记号。
So destination suppose is the Lord Himself.
那个记号所带进去的就是指主耶稣基督自己。
So he tells us these four aspects.
他讲到信的四个方面。
So we can truly understand what true faith means.
所以我们也看到说信真正的信的意思是什么呢？
Always present, always dynamic.
是一种运动的，是一种行为。
It's a living faith in us.
是一种活的信心。
Right now.Do you believe in the Lord?
所以现在我们相不相信主耶稣？
If John is here today, he'll say, right now, are you believing into the Lord?
如果约翰现在就在我们中间的话，他也许就会问我们说，你们现在信不信若他？
It's not past.
而不是过去信。
It's not an hour ago you believe in the Lord.
也不是一个小时前的信。
It is now.
是现在的信。
It is today.
现在，今天。
And this living faith in us always grows.
这个活的信心会逐渐的长大的。
In knowing the Lord,
借着我们对主的认识
，and in loving Him more,
能够更多的去爱他。
So I hope that today's message will help us to understand the Lord Jesus.
但愿今天的信息能够帮助我们更多的认识我们的主。
He who comes to me shall never hunger.
那来到我的面前的绝不再渴。
And he who comes to me shall never thirst.
来到我面前的不再饥渴。
And let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点点祷告。
Lord Jesus, help us to have this true living faith in us.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们，让我们有真实的一个信心。
So that we ever grow in knowing you more.
使我们渐渐地长大，更多地认识你。
And ever grow in loving you more.
渐渐长大，可以更多地爱你。
And be with each one of us today, Lord.
愿意你和我们每一个人同在。
And breathe your spirit in us.
把我们里面的灵呼过来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.